Online News on Wednesday, February 24th, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Nadine. The weather forecast: mostly sunny days with scattered clouds in the morning hours, clear sky at night. Temperature ranges between 24 degrees at night and 31 degrees during the day. Southeasterly winds at 21 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt of a talk by Shradalu at Savitri Bhavan on Saturday, the 20th of February.
It is a common experience of life that as children we are attracted to new things, new ideas, new objects, new experiences, new opportunities for growth. Over the years, and especially in the later period of life, we recognize that it was not so much the newness and novelty that attracted us, but the essential element of growth and directions of growth which have not been experienced before. Whenever the possibility of growth from a new experience was fully absorbed, the experience became not so attractive, not so interesting. Something else was more attractive, which represented a possibility of growth which has not so far been taken up, but which possibility now becomes important because the previous growth had taken place. And we recognize then that the entire journey of our life is essentially a journey of growth, of drawing out possibilities which we are aware of within us, semi-consciously or consciously.
In 2009, AVIS, the Oroville Volunteers and Internship Service, had recorded nearly 400 applicants from all over the world for internships and volunteerships ranging from 1 month to 1 year. Actually, there are around 1,000 persons per year coming to volunteer in Oroville. AVIS is working as an interface between the requests and offers of learning experiences and admits that Oroville is not ready to absorb such an increasing demand. Oroville's capacity in terms of working places and accommodation is not yet at the level of those expectations. In the near future, the AVIS team plans to set up a workshop to help unit holders to deal with students and benefit from them in a better way. This could lead to an overall policy, a common ground for hosting students and volunteers. All comments and suggestions around these ideas are welcome. Current activities include the offering of a meeting for young energies in Oroville who stay for a longer term. The aim is to get to know each other and to share experiences. The meeting will be held on Thursday, the 4th of March at 5:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion. Registration is required till the 28th of February. The Healthy Kitchen presents the last vegan cooking class for this season. The participants learn how to create vegan one-pot meals. These are simple, complete meal ideas for occasions with guests or for a big and fast meal for the family. The vegan cooking workshop is led by Nandita Shah and takes place on Wednesday, the 24th of February, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Oralek Cafeteria. All food which is made will be served for dinner to the participants. No registration is required. The mother. If you want union in the world, first unify the different parts of your own being. The news is a reflection on the lives of Oroveans. For further information, please contact oroveleradio.org.